Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory, oh what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me. With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again as we go into your word, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come forward, to open our hearts and minds to be receptive so that we can have a greater understanding, Father, of this your word. Be better equipped to reach out to help those that are walking in darkness, Father, that is in need of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, be with us throughout the remainder of this study, and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, all of you that takes communion with me of the evening, get everything ready and get your bread. All right. We know that on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took bread and he broke it. And he gave thanks for it. And he said, take eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. So eat your bread. Now get your cup. And after the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. So drink your cup. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. All right. Now, we're going to be going back in to 1 Kings. And we are in, or will be, in the 13th chapter. We're going to be dealing here with the prophet of Judah, warns Jeroboam. Now, Jeroboam, as we have found out, don't like to do things the right way. And yet, he's supposed to be king over an area. Here in verse 1, and behold, there came a man of God out of Judah by the word of the Lord unto Bethel, and Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. Now this man is one of the several terms for prophet. So, here in verse 2, he goes on, and he cried against the altar in the word of the Lord, and said, O altar, altar, thus saith the Lord, behold, a child shall be born unto the house of David, Josiah by name, and upon thee shall he offer the priests of the high places that burn incense upon thee, and men's bones shall be burnt upon thee. Now this prophecy that he's given here this morning, that specifically predicts both an event and a distant name, centuries before it comes to pass. And you know, this is what I keep telling you about these. I know a lot of times in the reading of God's Word, where there are so much names and things that way, it gets kind of boring to a lot of people. But you see, a lot of it is not even for them in their day and time. And just as this warning is for centuries to come. There in verse 2, paralleled by Isaiah's prophecy of Cyprus, and by Micah's prophecy of Bethlehem as the Messiah's birthplace. Only the living sovereign God can give such information. We know that only God can speak through man these things, and them come to pass and be true. This was given back in Jeroboam's day, which has been a long, long, long time ago. Many, 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 many centuries. And yet, it didn't come to pass until the Lord Jesus came as a babe. But it even tells where he'll be born, and that he's coming as a babe. When you really stop and think about it, and who he really is, very few really understand the working of the deity of the Godhead. Very few today understand that. We know that the Lord Jesus, the Father, and the Holy Spirit, those three are one. They are one. But it is God himself working with mankind in three different time periods. Back in the Old Testament, when they're talking about the Lord and all being with them, in that day and time. They're talking about the Father. He was working with them then as the Father, the Lord God himself. Now, then Jesus came. He comes back. God himself is born into this world as a babe and becomes flesh to live the 33 and a half years here on this earth, the same as you and I. Because not only is he here to be a sacrifice for us, but he's also here to be an example in letting us know and see that we can keep his commandments and do the things that the Word of God tells us to do. Because once he left this earth, once he died and was resurrected and went back to heaven, on that day of Pentecost, he sent back the Holy Spirit to be with you and I, that gives us the same authority, the same power, and all that he had while he was here on this earth. That's why it was sent back to us, so we can do the things he was doing while he was here. But you can't get mankind to understand this today. He's gone so far away from Almighty God, and his heart and mind has been so hardened that he does not understand what he is supposed to be and what he can be. So he's got his own pride, and he wants to do things his own way. And that's what most are doing. That's why our churches today are in the shape they are in. I found out about a year back that we had lost about half of our churches. They closed up, never to reopen. And we, about 99.9% of the churches that are left are teaching things that are contrary to the Word of Almighty God. It's like they're teaching you can't live your life without sin in it. You just got to sin. But when you do, you can commit the same old sin just over and over. But every time that you do, you go to Jesus, ask him to forgive it, and he will know. You see, he can't and won't. And we're told that. Once you become that born-again child of the living God, you're not going to commit them sins. They're gone. They have been cut out of your heart. Your heart has been circumcised, as the Word puts it. Oh, no, there ain't nobody now that don't have sin in their life. You better have, because you're not going to make heaven your home. All right, now, here in verse 3, he says, and he gave a sign the same day, saying, this is the sign which the Lord has spoken. Behold, the altar shall be rent, and the ashes that are upon it shall be poured out. 4. And it came to pass when King Jeroboam, the saying of the man of God, which had cried against the altar in Bethel, that he put forth his hands from the altar, saying, lay hold on him, and his hand, which he put forth against him, dried up, so that he could not pull it in again to him. You see, because he was not to be putting his hands on the altar. The only one that was to touch that altar in that day and time was the high priest. Now, 5. The altar also was rent. It's been torn now. And the ashes poured out from the altar according to the sign which the man of God had given by the word of the Lord. 6. And the king answered and said unto the man of God, entreat now the face of the Lord thy God, and pray for me, that my hand may be restored me again. And the man of God besought the Lord, and the king's hand was restored him again, and became as it was before. Now, you see, they had some healing back then. Not a lot of it, but they had some. For those that would walk with God. Now, the king had done what he wasn't supposed to do. But he knew that this priest could talk with God and have that hand restored. Now, 7. And the king said unto the man of God, come home with me and refresh thyself, and I will give thee a reward. 8. And the man of God said unto the king, if thou wilt give me half thy house, I will not go in with thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink water in this place. 9. For so was it charged to me by the word of the Lord, saying, eat no bread, nor drink water, nor turn again by the same way that thou camest. So he went another way and returned not by the way that he came to Bethel. 11. Now there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all the work that the man of God had done that day in Bethel, the words which he had spoken to the king. Then they told also to their father. Now, that old prophet probably belonged to a school of the prophets at Bethel that he had earlier been true to the Lord, but under the influence of Jeroboam, new state religion, and compromised its faith, although he may have longed for old-time fellowship with the man of God. He plainly lied to him, and God's prophet was too easily taken in. You see, they was not like we are today. They were not filled with the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. That was their problem. They were under the Mosaic law, and they wasn't keeping it either. That's what false notes of the father. Now, 12. And their father said unto them, what way went he for his sons and seen what way the man of God went, which came from Judah? 13. And he said unto his sons, saddle me the ass. So they saddled him the ass, and he rode thereon, and went after the man of God, and found him sitting under an oak. He's sitting under a tree here. And he said unto him, art thou the man of God that camest from Judah? And he said, I am. Then he said unto him, come home with me and eat bread. 16. And he said, I may not return with thee, nor go in with thee, neither will I eat nor drink water with thee in this place. 17. For it was said to me by the word of the Lord, thou shalt eat no bread, nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way that thou camest. You see, this was the way God was talking to mankind in that day and time. And this man of God was faithful enough that he is obeying. And he's letting him know that he's not going to eat or drink of him because the Lord had told him no. 18. He said unto him, I am a prophet also as thou art, and an angel spake unto me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with thee into thy house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him. 19. So he went back with him, and did eat bread in his house and drink water. Now, because he had lied in all of this, and it came to pass as they sat at the table that the word of the Lord came to the prophet that brought him back. And he cried unto the man of God that came from Judah, saying, thus saith the Lord, for as much as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of the Lord and hast not kept the commandment which the Lord thy God commandeth thee, but camest back and has eaten bread and drunk water in the place of which the Lord did say to thee, eat no bread and drink no water, thy carcass shall not come unto the scepter of thy fathers. Now, we're going to be here in 23. We're going to have this one, and then we're going to be stopping for this evening. 23, it came to pass, after he had eaten bread and after he had drunk, that he saddled for him the ass, to wit, for the prophet whom he had brought back. But he's been let know that this one that has been so far wrong is not going to live. He's going to die now because he did not obey the Lord God. And you see, this is the thing. Today, when we, because if you are a born-again child of God, and then you do something that you shouldn't do, you separated yourself from God, and the Word calls that a form of death. because you've been separated from God. And unless you are able to get right, you're going to wind up, like I told you, with your feet in hell and eventually in that lake of fire. You see, Jesus is coming back twice. He's coming back twice. He's coming the first time for the church. That keeps God's children out of the tribulation. We won't have to go through all of that. We're going to be going through a lot of trouble before tribulation, but we won't be going through tribulation. We'll be with Jesus. He's not coming all the way back to earth. He's going to come on a cloud. We're going to be changed in the twinkling of an eye. We're going to leave this body, enter our heavenly body, and meet him there. And then we'll go and be with him until the end of the tribulation period, which is 7 years. Then he's coming back to earth. And when he comes back then, he's coming all the way to the earth, because he's coming to set up his millennial kingdom. And he'll be bringing all of us with him. We'll be living on this earth again for 1,000 years. It won't be like it is now, though. You won't have all of this sin and all in the world then. But we'll be with him that 1,000 years. Then at the end of that 1,000 years will be what is known as the Great White Throne Judgment. And that, at that time, and that's when all that did not make heaven their home, Satan, all of his little demons, and hell itself will be cast into the lake of fire, which, as the scripture gives it, will never burn out, and the worm will never die. In God's eyes, those that are there will be no more than a worm. Now, as long as they don't get in front of that, they're fine. Their moving around don't bother me at all. I raised 10 of them. Think about it. All right. Now, we've come to the end now. Well, actually, not the end. We've come really to the middle of chapter 13. God willing, we can get finished up there in the morning. If he don't change it, send me somewhere else. And he probably won't, so we'll probably be right there. So let us go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as I close your word, I thank you for your word, Father. I thank you for the Lord Jesus. I thank you for the Holy Spirit. Father, I pray for Israel. Pray for them to have peace. But even beyond that, Father, I pray for them all. Come out from that Mosaic law and to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and their Messiah. In this land of mine, Father, filled with so much evil, this evil has been brought by a lot of those that are evil and sitting in our government. Father, I pray that they'll be removed from office and replaced with those that are walking on the pathway of righteousness, that loves you, that loves the Lord Jesus, loves the church, your people, and this land, and that will work with us Father, to set our government up back upon the foundation of which it was on, that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for those that are in my heart. Father, any powers, Dennis Lee, James Taylor, Amy, Tom, Jacob, Bobby, Millie Johnson, my wife, Sharon, Branson, Daryl, and David, Courtney and Shane, Chris, Amy, and those little ones, Father. That little family, myself, I pray that you be with us all, Father, keeping us all in health, keep us all safe, and bring us back together again in the morning, Father, back into your word at the time of study. At 10 a.m. Eastern Time, Father. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, everyone. Have a great evening. Walk with God, He'll walk with you. Good evening.